With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. Walmart has been selling groceries at its stores for decades, but it's been experiencing growing pains in the business of delivering food. We'll have more on that in a moment. First, here are some headlines. The Wall Street Journal says Boeing has paused deliveries of the 737 MAX plane in the wake of two fatal crashes, the most recent one in Ethiopia this past Sunday. After a study indicated possible similarities between the two crashes, the MAX was grounded worldwide. Boeing has announced no changes in its production rate for the MAX jetliner and says it could move them from factories, but a company spokesman says Boeing would face challenges in parking the planes. It's a decision that the gun industry may appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Connecticut Supreme Court has ruled that Remington Outdoor, a top manufacturer and distributor of AR-15-style rifles, can be sued for advertising and marketing practices that allegedly made the gun the weapon of choice for mass shooters. Connecticut's highest court revived a wrongful death lawsuit brought by families of victims killed in 2012 at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, against the maker of the semi-automatic gun used by Adam Lanza in the rampage. The court ruled that Remington Outdoor wasn't shielded by a 2005 federal law that gives firearm sellers and manufacturers protection from liability claims over gun violence. Lanza killed 20 school children and 6 educators in the shooting at the school. Two Facebook senior executives said Thursday that they would leave the company. Chris Cox, who was chief product officer and considered a confidant of Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, said he decided to leave the company, as did Chris Daniels. Mr. Daniels last year was named head of the WhatsApp unit. Facebook also announced a broader restructuring of its product team, marking the second time it's done so in less than a year. The changes follow last week's announcement by Mr. Zuckerberg that he wanted to reorient the company to focus more on private messaging and communications rather than public sharing. Separately, Facebook was tight-lipped about the reasons for a nearly day-long outage that took its apps down starting Wednesday midday. It also didn't say how many people were affected. Instagram, Facebook Messenger, and WhatsApp experienced problems from what Facebook only described as a server configuration. The apps were back online by Thursday afternoon. Still ahead, we'll hear about how Walmart is confronting the challenges of delivering groceries. Walmart has been in the grocery business for more than 3 decades, starting with the opening of its first supercenter in 1988. The expansion into selling groceries helped it become the world's largest retailer. But Walmart is now finding out how difficult it is to deliver groceries. Online food delivery has become one of the fastest-growing, most competitive e-commerce segments, and the Wall Street Journal says Walmart is now grappling with the same issues as other online merchants. Sarah Nassauer of the Wall Street Journal joins us with the story. Sarah, you begin your story with a snafu experienced by Walmart when it recently began food deliveries from a store in North Bergen, New Jersey. Tell us about it, because it illustrates the challenges that Walmart faces.
Walmart had a bit of a surprise when suddenly they realized that they were getting orders from shoppers in Manhattan, and they hadn't intended to launch online grocery delivery in Manhattan, which would have been big news in and of itself. But they had inadvertently increased the radius, the delivery radius around the store in New Jersey, which is right across the Hudson River. And suddenly that meant that the DoorDash drivers, the crowdsourced delivery drivers that were going to be delivering from that store, were getting jobs into Manhattan. The problem is they didn't want to take it because they would have had to pay the $15 toll. So there was a pretty clear pain point if they were going to ever try to attempt that in a larger way. But yeah, it was an interesting little sort of vignette. One of the DoorDash drivers was offered $11 to make the trip. Walmart said, you know, that they quickly sort of realized what was happening. They did complete some of the deliveries. They offered the drivers a little more to do that, and that they, you know, wouldn't have intended that to be the financial dynamic for them. But it shows how hard it can be for some of these companies to make everything, these grocers, to make everything work seamlessly when they're moving into this new world.
So as a result, this contracted company, DoorDash, no longer delivers to Manhattan. Is that it?
Well, I mean, they might, but Walmart is not, you know, assigning jobs to these guys to go into Manhattan, no.
Well, isn't this one of the problems that Walmart faces with deliveries? It doesn't actually deliver the food itself, or, you know, it might start to. It's thinking about it, but it doesn't do it at this point. It contracts the work out to independent companies.
It's interesting because so Walmart, you know, is the world's largest or the country's largest grocer. They have this head start over lots of folks, even Amazon on that front by far. And they've offered this thing called online grocery pickup where you order online, you drive to the store, someone brings it out to your car in the parking lot. They've decided they want to ramp up delivery, sort of using that same infrastructure, and they wanted to do it really quickly. And for not that much money. So they went with third-party delivery drivers like DoorDash, Postmates. There's a few others that they're working with. And so while that has the benefit of, you know, being less expensive than hiring a bunch of people and also sort of lets them ramp up quickly, they aren't directly hiring the drivers. And the drivers have to be incentivized to take these orders.
Talk about the online pickers that go through the aisles. Walmart has thousands and thousands of them right now weaving through the aisles, compiling online delivery orders. Are they having trouble with that as well?
They have 35,000 people now that are sort of weaving through the aisles with a cart. Executives have said in some cases... You know, the ramp up has clogged up the aisles for the other shoppers, and they are considering limiting the number of orders, you know, that stores can take from online, or thinking about different kind of automation that could help that not be the case, because they do not want to disadvantage the driver the shopper that does all the work and is the most profitable, who drives to the store, picks the products themselves off the shelf, and checks out themselves.
Sarah, another big reason for the challenges facing Walmart is obviously Amazon.com. Isn't that right? I mean, Amazon bought Whole Foods Market 2 years ago and is offering same-day grocery delivery in more cities, and that's prompted Walmart to ramp up its online delivery. You know, these are the growing pains as a result.
You know, Amazon bought Whole Foods 2 years ago, that changed everything for the grocery industry in terms of, you know, what could come. You know, Walmart and Whole Foods actually don't overlap that much in their terms of their customer base, but it does sort of show where Amazon is headed, right? They've pointed their arrow in a certain direction, and now all grocers are kind of on high alert for that. And for Walmart, it's particularly important because they're the largest grocer. That's a benefit that they have in their court. That's a head start they have, and they want to hold on to that, even as more shopping transfers online.
So how do they stand with online delivery companies right now? They've canceled some partnerships. They've gained others. Is that the way it's going?
Yeah, they're experimenting. You know, each of these little crowdsourced delivery companies, of which there are many right now, has a slightly different model. You know, they batch orders differently. They incentivize order drivers differently. Some deliver also restaurant orders at the same time. Some are going in a long radius or going to rural areas or more urban areas. So Walmart is kind of partnering with a whole bunch of these guys and seeing what sticks. And they're also experimenting with some of their own associates as drivers as well. But they're very much at the, let's see how this works. Some partnerships haven't worked out, as you said, and they're also going through all the growing pains of doing that.
What about inside the store? Is Walmart remodeling stores to better accommodate filling online grocery deliveries?
Not yet, as far as I can tell. They say that's something they're considering. That an executive at a recent investor conference said, yeah, we're thinking about it for remodels, you know, an online grocery fulfillment center has to be laid out differently than a store. Where is there some way we could do both? But so far, what they're really focused on is these pickers, those 35,000 folks weaving up and down the aisles, making them more efficient, like giving them a handheld device that tells them exactly where to go, exactly which product to put in which place in the cart. So it's super efficient and that they can save costs that way.
It sounds like grocery growing pains 30 years down the road.
Yeah, I mean, you're sort of, I think, getting a taste of where we're headed and that, you know, these grocers, they already have all the stores. You know, Walmart has almost 4,700 U.S. stores. You know, the big guys, Kroger, all they have stores. That's a cost that's already sunk. And so while that can be a big advantage because they have the stores with the groceries in them ready to be delivered, they have to figure out how to use them in this new way.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer joining us in our studio. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.